following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And that's it. You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson. It's not Johnny. It's too bad. But we're here. It's Thursday, and we've got a serious squall line moving in on us here in the ATL. In fact, it's probably right on top of one of our regulars here, Mr. Docklights DeVore, otherwise known as the Bad Backcast. Hey, Rob. You guys getting rained on right now?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was pretty scary. we're out here in a cabin in the woods at park, and it was like, you know, big old giant branches from trees were raining down, man. It was kind of scary.
You get the hail and everything, the whole experience of a good old Georgia thunderstorm?
Yeah, it was. We were supposed to get this a little bit earlier, so I'm glad that we didn't get it while we were still on the water, man.
Oh yeah, man. Because it's moving pretty quick. So you guys would have probably got hammered. So I saw some pictures you posted earlier on Facebook. What's the deal with Bob in a paddle on his Hobie there? You guys were in shallow water, huh?
Yeah, I would. But that's all right. I'm sorry, not very good signal. I'm not one of them Hobie elitists now. But
oh,
just
you're not?
For
no.
Oh. I'm good. But yeah, we were in some Bob and Jim Van Pelt were shooting the rapids today. I don't know what river was that we were on some river in Alabama.
Terrapin Creek.
Terrapin Creek.
Piedmont.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. You guys way out in the backwoods. You didn't hear any banjo music or any problems like that?
Yeah, that was all we were missing, man, was banjo music. It was awesome.
I think I took off all the... No, there we go. Seems like this.
That was
pedal,
off today.
Pedal or paddle faster, right?
Yeah, well, so, it was funny, man. Jim and Bob were shooting the rapids in pro anglers. It was pretty cool.
took the pedals out, right? Didn't damage any Mirage drives, did you?
No, they stayed out most of the day. I hit a couple rocks, but
no Mirage drives were harmed in this procedure, correct? So.
Oh.
So
it's
can
actually
we?
There was a 2 foot waterfall that we all had to traverse. That was a little bit on the scary side, but it was fun, you know. I was just worried about my camera gear.
Right.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I probably would have stood up in it and done it.
Right. So, can you divulge the mission that you're on, or are we just going to keep it down low that you guys are having a great time traveling the southeast, fishing and hunting for greenfish?
Oh, dude, we can't really say right now, but you know, we're having fun. Ran into some bad weather up north in South Carolina. We were fishing with Stuart Venable.
Yep.
It's Thursday. It's Chip's show, so
Monday and Tuesday morning.
Yeah, we were up there with Stuart, and they got hit with all that rain from the tropical storm there
right.
A couple of days ago. So all the river was like chocolate milk, man.
Yeah.
So that was kind of not a very good day. But then we came down here to Georgia and did some fishing with Evan Howard and Eric Hughes from the River Stalkers. And they're awesome dudes, man. They've really showed us around and worked with us really well, man. It's been a great time. We've had a great trip, man. It's been awesome.
So, a lot of fish caught or just a good time?
Yeah, a lot.
Today.
Yes.
Today there was a lot of fish caught.
A lot of fish today, yes.
Cool. And are you targeting specific, or are you just going out? I mean, like Evan and them, they're usually on the rivers for stripers, and Stewie, he's a greenfish guy. And
yeah, they were getting yesterday they were getting the hybrid bass. The is that what it is? Hybrid
the
bass.
The white rocks.
White
the wipers.
Rock bass.
Wipers.
Yeah.
Well, we were looking at him. We were watching Evan catch him. He was incredible. That that river that we were in here, the creek, was still kind of muddy.
Right.
And you really had to have the finesse to get him, and he was picking him up. He was doing real well. But today in the creek that we were in, the water was much clearer, and so we were able to catch a lot of fish today.
There was fish everywhere where we were today.
How many fish did you catch?
I think around 27-ish, different kinds of bass.
Rock bass, there was spotted, red-eyed bass.
Couple largemouth.
Yeah.
And any shoalies?
he was catching massive spotted bass.
He was killing it.
Nice. So, and most spectacular catch so far of the trip? I mean, I saw Jim and Bob, I saw you guys when you posted your taking off the other day and stuff. So you've been kind of on this whirlwind fishing tour. What's the most memorable fish so far?
I'd say some of the spotted bass today were fairly substantial size.
Yeah, I caught yesterday I caught a pretty small spotted bass, and I was happy with that. And then today I got one that was quite a few pounds more. So that's a big spotted bass, probably the best one so far.
Cool. Because, you know, now you guys you're staying in Georgia right now. You're leaving in the morning. You headed back south.
Now, tomorrow we're headed down. We're going to fish the Flint River, and then after that, I think we might leave and head back down to Florida. Like right after that.
You going down to see the pirate?
Yeah.
No, we're going with Evan and Eric again tomorrow.
Post up on Facebook, man. I'm sure Randy will show up if you ask him. The river pirate there, he knows the Flint pretty well.
We were actually going to go to the Hooch today, but...
You don't want to be around the Hooch with the rain.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. So, and all the reports were saying that it was all muddy, too, so we skipped it.
Yeah, no, when we get the rainfall around here because of the Atlanta metro area and stuff, the E. coli counts go up. You don't want to even touch the water. it's not fishable. It's just it's not touchable, man. You need hazmat suits.
They said that the Flint is pretty decent, but after this rain coming through, I don't know. We'll see.
So you're going to go down probably around Highlands or something in that area?
Not really sure. We haven't got the word yet. We're still waiting on.
I think we're meeting up with them here, and we're going to drive down together, kind of caravan down.
I mean, do you guys know who Randy Viney is? I mean,
yeah he's
Randy.
Awesome.
Yeah, Randy is the river pirate, and he is like he's the Flint River pirate. So, give him a buzz out on Facebook, man. In fact, he's the guy in the pictures of the new Old Town Predator kayak that just. Revealed, so
that's awesome. Up. He's I said really. That's cool. He's I know he knows how to get like those shoal bass and stuff too.
Right. And yeah, there's like four out of the five species of bass you find them right down there on the Flint River. So I mean,
awesome.
Yeah, if you can hook up with him, I know it's short notice, but I mean, if you give him a buzz on Facebook, he'd probably respond. And
all right,
he could probably. I don't think Randy ever turns down an opportunity to go fishing. So
cool. Yeah, I'll do that, man. But what are you doing tomorrow, man? Why don't you come down?
The clone. I got to go pick up the clone. He's been over at the Aviation Challenge in Huntsville, Alabama, this past week, and. He made it to, I think he's a squadron leader this year. So he's been flying the Sims and having a good time shooting down bad guys and all that good stuff. So he graduates tomorrow. So we got to go pick him up. So otherwise I would take a day off and chase. I'm terrible in freshwater, but I have learned. Tommy showed me the ropes. Tommy had showed me the ropes on catching crappie a couple of weeks back, so I can take a big long pole and jig for crappie. So
where'd you do that at?
There's a little pond right down from the house here, so it doesn't do well for bass. I mean, they're all little tiny things in there, but it's actually turned out pretty well this year. Say what?
That can be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and if I was ever going to eat a freshwater fish, it would be a crappie or a perch. I don't eat bass or anything like that, but certainly not a tilapia. But yeah, right. I mean, so you go into a place. We went to Mobile, right? We're down in Mobile. We're on the Gulf, right on Mobile Bay, out looking out over the water. In a really supposedly well-known, you know, restaurant that serves fresh Gulf seafood, you know, and the special of the day was tilapia. And I'm like, really? No. So, anyways. Well, that's cool. Sounds like you guys have been having a great time. And actually, Rob just dropped off. So, it looks like the storm has got him, or at least it's got us in between. So, let me pull up some other folks here on Buzzards Row. We've got Matt Trucks, Mr. Yak Chum. How are you doing, Matt?
Good evening.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, riding out the storm, just like
riding out the storm. You got some weather up in your neck of the woods too?
Yeah, we're at like the eye of it, I guess you'd call it. So not getting it as bad as the Carolinas, but. It's kind of like it's spinning around us right here now. So a lot of rain, not a lot of wind like they're getting down there. So.
Right. Yeah, we got a.
So here we go again.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Last weekend, the river was dumping into the bay.
Uh huh.
So fast that the incoming tide didn't even matter. I actually got out there on Saturday, and I had a strong report that there was some good striper fishing in the back of the bay up here. And, I got there, and basically I was fishing in a freshwater bay, so, and the chocolate milk, so.
Right, right.
Didn't do much.
So.
And, that was Andrea. Now this is the El Diablo storm or something like that. So
yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah.
it's always the case, right? When you got all of your chores done, ready to rock, and here comes the weather, right? Screwing up the weekend for you. So, well.
Yeah, this weekend's exciting. Got a big how outing on Saturday.
Cool.
Got about 18 veterans signed up. I think there is 18 confirmed.
Nice. And what's the base group there that supports the HOW event?
It's HOW New Jersey chapter.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm on the leadership team with 9 other guys.
Really?
And basically, nice. You know, the leadership team, we just run outings separately.
Cool. And so you're going to do that this weekend? So you're going to take the guys out? And
Yep, that's happening Saturday morning.
Saltwater, freshwater? Okay, cool.
This one's a saltwater outing.
All right.
Yeah, we're taking them out fluke fishing, or for you guys down in the south, summer flounder fishing.
That would be flounder, right?
Yeah.
Flounder.
Yeah, it should be a good time. It was pretty successful last year. I think we had 6 guys. So the chapter is definitely growing with volunteers and veterans, so that's good.
Right. Very cool.
We have a total of 11 outings for this year, and this is our 4th one in now. So.
Okay. Nice.
It's crazy. It's every other weekend because we have a pretty short season up here in Jersey. So.
Well, and do you guys got a Facebook page or?
Yeah, if you look up Heroes on the Water, New Jersey chapter, you can pull it up that way.
Okay.
You could also go to national heroesonthewater.org, and
right.
Our Facebook page is listed up there also.
Cool. All right.
So, yeah, sounds looking forward good. To that. That's always a good time. It's always nice to give back, you know.
It is, man. And, I mean, we did a lot of good stuff here in Georgia when I was on the board with the Georgia Kayak Fishing Group. We participated with the Wounded Warriors Battalion down at Fort Benning and spent some time fishing with those guys and stuff. In fact, my wife was down there just the other day, and they've got some really cool – I don't know if you've seen those floating docks, you know, with the actually Becker's listening in, but they have a launch where you can put the kayak on, and it's got the rails. The guys can pull themselves into the water, pull themselves out of the water. So they're working on putting those things down there around Benning. So
those are nice. Yeah, deal. I think they're built for driving jet skis on and off, right?
No, actually, these are they're adapted from that, but these are
okay.
These are actually dedicated for kayaks and canoes, you know. But yeah,
very
so they,
cool.
They're working on putting those things in, and it's a great program. And then they have a big Wounded Warrior Battalion there at Fort Benning. So and there's some great natural resource areas around there too. They've got some nice freshwater ponds. The Chattahoochee River comes right through there, so the guys can get on the water. And Georgia Kayak Fishing, they go down and have events and stuff. So it's good. I mean, being a veteran myself, I know the guys when they come back. And, I mean, I consider myself pretty lucky. I'm not too abnormal after my 23 years in the Marine Corps, other than I'm just really hard-headed. But, the guys who come back and have issues, you know, they need help. And that it's great.
Oh, absolutely. It's just their testimonials alone. After being out there fishing, you know, just
yeah.
To get out of that hospital setting and have a good time with
I know,
no
right?
worries. Yeah, it's great for the rehabilitation from what I understand, and the guys just love it.
Yeah. Is that Cap D on the other side there? Is that you, Dave?
Yeah, man, it's me.
Okay. So, Abby Normal, right?
Abby Normal, yeah.
Yeah. You're not too far. You're still in Northern Virginia. You're not in Maryland, are you, Dave? You're right
yeah,
on the edge.
Virginia. Yeah, we were fighting those. That weather came through here fast and hard about 6 o'clock tonight. It's going to make the Potomac fun to fish in this weekend.
You got a chance to get on the water since ice out?
Yeah, I have. I caught a nice spot. You know, I've been out twice in the last month, which is, you know, a success for me.
Right.
And targeting, you know, smallmouth bass up on the upper Potomac. Haven't caught a bass yet, but I caught a doggone bluegill bigger than two hands. And last week I caught a 17-inch catfish on an ultralight. That was interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't eat it up here, but, you know, it's
right.
Fun to catch. Fun to row, fun to catch.
Yeah. It's good to get out on the water.
Yeah, the water's going to be high, and God knows what's going to be floating down it for the next couple of days. So
that's what I was telling Rob and them before they got cut off. I think the weather interrupted them, but yeah, the hooch here, you just don't even want to get close to it when the rain comes through. It's not the E. coli counts go up. They even have like a
yeah.
website, especially so you can watch them to make sure. You don't want
yeah,
to get
most of the
water.
Most of the official launches, there's state and county parks where you typically want to launch at, but they'll close those all down, and they just flat out won't let you launch. Now, you know, there'll be crazies out there in their little, they get down below the falls in those little, I don't know what they call them, the little trick kayaks.
The tubs, yeah, the sinks, man.
Yeah, yeah, little tubs, and they love it because it's, you know, the water gets high and they get the white water, so they get to paddle around and do crazy stuff. Of course, they're wearing helmets and flak jackets, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah, you need to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got a big line headed south here, big old giant set of thunderstorms working in on us, so. expect. Just the weather radar just went off here, the weather radio. Let me double check it, see if I need to run down to the basement. Yeah. No, you know.
So you just got to make sure your kayak is strapped to the truck, that's all.
That's it, right? Yeah, we still got a little bit here. It's just about on the, it's just crossing 20 right now, so I still got a few more. I got a little bit of time. So, straight line wind, 70 to 100. Wow. That's
yeah, that's pretty serious.
Jim up on the north side there, so. It's not really kind of bowed out or nothing. It's just a pretty good squall line moving down.
Yeah, when it came through, it blew through here real quick. I mean, it got black. And, you know, they had, you know, the weather reporters were all going off, telling you about, you know, get to the basement and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it blew through. I mean, and we got, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of hard driving rain. Some places were getting hail, and then it was gone, and the sun came back out.
Right.
So it looks like I'm on the NOAA weather site, and it's pretty much already hitting offshore. I guess you're getting the tail end of it down there, Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah. So, let me see here. Oh, there we go. I'm back on. All right. Another one coming in here. Hello, Chuck.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot, man. Just chilling.
Chilling.
Yeah. In the air conditioning because it's hotter than all get out down here right now.
It's Florida, dude.
Yeah, but
you got,
it's like...
You got great fishing, but you got to pay for it.
Yeah, it's unseasonably hot right now. It's nasty outside, so... pretty much break a sweat walking from the front door to the truck. So,
yeah,
but, and it's not a dry heat.
It's not a dry heat.
Definitely not a dry heat at all.
Hey, as long as the mosquitoes aren't dragging you away.
Yeah, well, luckily enough for us, where we live, where we've moved to, we're a little bit further away from the Indian River, so the mosquitoes aren't really that bad at night. It's more, closer to the lagoon or whatever, but.
Well, if you got a little altitude on you, you're probably doing pretty good, man, because it's too high, hot, and heavy for them to get in the launch. So, but so yeah, no, we're looking at it here, watching it, keeping an eye on the radar here. Like I said, it went off, so we're in a severe thunderstorm warning right now. So, got Mr. Becker on a backup just in case I get kicked off. Like I said, I think we lost Rob and them because of the storm. They're up at Red Top Mountain right now, so they're probably getting pretty beat up. So we're headed over. Like I said, the clone is over in Huntsville. He's been there for Aviation Challenge. It's kind of a more of a an airplane version of Space Camp. And we got to go pick him up tomorrow. But who's seen the release of the new kayak on the block? You see that? Was it today or yesterday? The Old Town Predator. Anyone? Chuck, you're one of the retailers. You're in the retailing business there.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, another lawn chair on the market. So,
yeah, I talked to the Johnson rep not too long ago, and actually he kind of called us out of the blue and was wondering, you know, how the ocean kayak sales, Old Town kayak sales are going for us and stuff. And this is probably going back at least 2 or 3 months ago. And I was, I think, a little brutally honest with him that, you know, nobody's coming in asking for oceans or asking for Old Towns because they haven't done anything in the last, you know, probably 5 years to really make any significant changes to their lineup of any, you know, I guess importance to the consumer. And
right.
One of the things that he had told me, or one of the things he had asked me was, well, if you could change one thing about our boats, what would it be? And I told him, I said, I mean, I'd make a little bit more stable craft and put a better seat in it, or a better seating configuration. And he kind of giggled on the phone a little bit, or smirked, if you will. And I was like, all right. So are you telling me something's coming with a chair in it? And he was like, I'm not saying that. Like, yeah. Well, you just kind of gave it away, but all right. Nah, but I haven't laid eyes on it yet. Looking to, you know, I'll tell you from the retail standpoint, it's been interesting though. There's a couple of different kayak manufacturers out there that have, you know, smaller brands that have really kind of stepped up over the last couple of weeks. So it'll be interesting to see how that boat does for them.
Yeah, it looks, I just put the link up to it in the chat room. It's predatorkayak.com. And looking at the pictures right here, it's 13 footer. It's got some kind of neat little thought outs to it. I mean, the seat is, I mean, it looks like, you know, like your typical lawn chair. And, I mean, it looks quite adequate. It's got a nice little paddle holder on the side. Some interesting area in there as far as the way they did the decking. Looks like tank tread or something in there. It looks like an ocean kayak rod pod cover in between your legs there and stuff. I like the way they put the little indentation. You could lay your paddle across the deck, and it doesn't roll off. So it's not. I don't know. It doesn't look too bad. I don't know how well the handles will work out. They're molded into the kayak itself. I don't know. But got the little rod holder and stuff. It's not too bad looking. It'd be interesting. I don't know, what was it, about 5 or 6 months ago we were sitting around the water there talking about the up-and-coming trends in the market. Here we go. Okay, now we got the thunderstorm warning. So, you know,
the
saying that...
The handles are molded in on it. It's a little weird.
Huh? Did you see it? Are you looking at it now?
Yeah, looks like the handles are molded in on it.
Yeah, it is.
That front handle's gonna be funky though.
Yeah, it does look like you might. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, looking at it on the picture, you can't really tell the size of it, but I don't know. It's got a real nice bow entry to it. I don't know the way the overhang is though. After when it gets a couple of feet behind the bow, might be a little slappy in the water. I don't know. The bow looks like the bow of a fishing dive. I mean, well,
almost,
you know,
looks
just,
like a, almost looks a lot like a Moken.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah, the way they got the handles molded in there, yeah, and stuff. I mean, it's your typical, you know, it's the ocean kayak, that big front end, that big bow, you know, the aircraft carrier bow to it. It looks good. I mean,
yeah, interesting looking boat.
Yeah, I like the way they got the little, you know, you see on the gunnels there, the way they got the pieces. So if you put some rod holders on it or something like that, I guess they're replaceable.
Yeah, like on the PA.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Even got a stand-up assist strap. Where have I seen that before?
Yeah, I wonder where they got that idea.
That deck is nifty, though.
Looks pretty beefy, doesn't it?
It's set up so the water runs right out the scupper.
Yeah, exactly. So, I know, like you said, Randy Vining was putting up the teasers and stuff. I'm sure he had some, he's a ocean kayak guy and stuff. We'll probably see our friend, our Irish Gene, paddling one of these things around at the next boondoggle. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't already have one.
Yeah. She likes that one with the little motor on it, though.
She's trying to figure out a way to strap the torque motor onto it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a heavy boat too. It's a lot like the Wilderness Systems Ride at 13
yeah.
foot 2 inches and 82 pounds.
Wow.
33.5 inch beam.
Yeah. I didn't see that weight till I got that. That's as heavy as a fishing dive.
It's got a 400 to 425 pound max capacity.
I guess if it's 400, unless you have a big head like mine, or 425, unless you got a big head, then it's 400, right?
There's yeah, they give you the extra 25 pounds.
Get derated a little bit, yeah.
They give you the extra 25 pounds for beard weight.
For beard weight.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the seat looks comfortable. I mean, you know, we were talking, right? Chuck, you and I have had the discussion. I think me and Becker had a discussion. I mean, the way it's going right now, I mean, how many kayak manufacturers are going to be still hanging around with a sit on the butt, have your feet straight out in front of you system? You know, I mean, if you're not going to a lawn chair, it's you're going to be sitting on the showroom floor still. People just digging the lawn chairs, man.
Yeah, from a retail standpoint, watching folks come in and newbies to the sport, looking at new boats and everything else like that, trying to get an idea of what they might be interested in, that is for sure the selling point right off the bat. I mean, someone looks and sees basically a beach chair sitting in a kayak, they automatically gravitate towards that. And sometimes it's not hard, but sometimes it's a little challenging to get them to look at anything else.
Yeah, I mean, you just you don't want to be sitting with your butt in the water, you know? Sit in the, you know, get a case of duck butt. Or, I mean, when I went to the Ultimate, I mean, it added 4 hours of fishing onto the day for me. No problem.
Yeah. I heard through the grapevine, too, through some of the other manufacturers, that there's more frame chairs coming for boats that you wouldn't probably think that they would do it to. But with this movement, I think that some of the manufacturers are seeing that their sales are starting to kind of taper off a little bit because of the amount of different frame chairs that are out there.
Right.
I don't know. I just noticed too on this picture of this Predator, they have a lifetime hull warranty, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You don't see that too often.
I'd like to see this laying next to that Feel Free Moken, because I mean they do have very similar characteristics. I mean, some of the molding areas look a little different, but the boat itself, a lot of it looks pretty similar. I actually like the handles, the front and the back. I like that a lot. But yeah,
you see
interesting.
Those rod holders look a little familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, the rod tip protector, that's cute. That's original.
yeah. But you know, that's why this boat is so heavy, with that lifetime warranty on the hull, that 82 pounds, that's because I bet they use twice the amount of plastic in this boat.
Yeah, just like a ride, 115 or 135.
You know, that thing is probably a quarter inch thick, man, around the scupper holes and stuff.
It's actually kind of cool. I'm looking at some of the available options for that particular boat. They got a steady stand bar, like a stand-up assist bar, that's an option.
Right.
The Scotty outriggers to give you some more buoyancy and stability. The Minn Kota trolling motor mount is a available option. And then, I guess, unlimited opportunities for all of your accessory needs from Yak Attack, Canon, Scotty, and Ram, of course. So, interesting.
I'd like to see more. You see that front hatch?
Yeah.
You see how it's got kind of a lock? It looks sort of like the latch on a tarpon, you know, front hatch, but it's smaller.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that up close.
I'll tell you what I like about that hatch that I absolutely despise about the Wilderness hatch is that there isn't that extra little lip for your fingers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That we get more boats sent to us from Wilderness Systems that come in with broken front hatches than I could ever tell you about. I mean, probably every one out of every 10 boats that we get has a broken front hatch from the factory.
Really?
Yep, because they don't package them very well. I mean, they literally take a piece of cardboard and tape it to the outside of the bag, like that's going to assist in stacking the boats on top of each other, not breaking that lip off. But, you know, it's it's an ongoing issue that we've had with Wildy, and one of the at least one of the nice things is they're pretty quick about sending us a new hatch to swap out. But I mean, it's still kind of a pain. But that looks like a nice hatch. Yeah, I'd be interested to see. And I like the foot peg deal they have there. They have looks like they have a good loop at a pretty decent distance where it looks like you probably pull on that and adjust your foot pedals pretty well.
Right, the little red part right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting boat.
It is an interesting boat. It's cool to see, the manufacturers trying different things, you know. I mean, look how you see how it's molded there, right? Behind the, on the picture, you see where, it's nice to get a Zebco on there. But but you can see how they got the indentations across the gunnels there so you can lay your paddle across it.
Yeah,
that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big thing is... being an old town kayak, I haven't really seen the popularity in their on top fishing line. So that'll be a big step for them, and it just makes you wonder what's Ocean Kayak's next boat going to look like.
Well, that's what we were talking about with the rep, or that was one of the main conversations we had, because he had told me that they're coming out with a boat that they're trying to label under Old Town, which apparently is this one. And I said, "Are you serious? Like, you're gonna put out a totally different fishing platform than what you guys have had in the past, and you're going to label it under Old Town?" I mean, to me, traditionally, Old Town makes you think of sitting side kayaks or a canoe, right? I don't know. I mean, it reminds me a lot of back when the Redfish was from Heritage, not Native, and it was the same company. It's just that they just named it something different to kind of give it its own little life. I don't know. I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if in three to five years, if this is no longer an Old Town Predator, but then an Ocean Predator.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out here, because you see down at the bottom it says Predator 13, and then there's also Predator MX. If you click on the Predator MX, it gives you a 12-foot length, 34-inch width, 68 pounds, with a 21-inch wide seat and a 15-inch seat height. But I don't see a difference in any picture. So I wonder if it just looks the same. It's just shorter, a little wider. There's two boats, the Predator 13 and the Predator MX.
Right.
So it's two new boats. And, I mean, you could look right at that hatch, that long center hatch. That's that's the rod pod hatch from an Ocean kayak. I mean, it's got the Scotty mounts built into it, the pre-drilled holes for adding on, your bottom machine or whatever you want.
Oh, it's definitely cool looking. Like I say, well, I'm sure we'll have one here shortly at Kayaks by Bo to show off. And I'm really trying to get our hands on one of them Feel Free Mokins, man. Them things are sweet. We had the guy come by the shop and show us that boat up close and personal, went over it, and it was actually a really nice boat. It has a integrated wheel that's just built into the back end of the boat, so you can kind of pick it up and just wheel it wherever you want to. And, yeah, it's what's really cool, Chip, is the fact that every 4 to 6 months it seems like someone's coming out with something different, or at least starting the process. I mean, I noticed the other day on the Native Facebook page that Woody said we're working on something, and he had several boats with black tarps over them laid out in the factory. So it'd be interesting to see what that is. I mean, I think I have a pretty good idea of what's coming, but I don't want to get too excited or jump the gun until I actually see it working.
Yeah, I think I got a decent idea of what it's looking like. I know that a lot of the Native pros have been playing around with it and stuff, so it's going to be an interesting thing. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we might see something at the next Boondoggle. I don't know. So kind of a cool idea there. But no, it's cool. And you know what it says? What it really says about the total industry, the kayak fishing, is that it's still growing. I mean, there's lots of room when you got folks putting the money into, because it's not cheap to build a mold for a boat. And they don't just do one. So.
Yeah. Well, we just had a demo day down here last weekend, and we had 55 people sign waivers to try out kayaks.
Wow.
So Yeah, that's a lot of folks, man, to stop by and want to get in different boats. And of those 55, I can tell you with certainty that probably close to half were brand new to kayaking. The other half were looking to upgrade their boat to something different. And it was interesting to see. I mean, we had a little variety of boats that were out there. We had natives out there, wilderness boats out there. The new canoe was out there. The Hobies were out there. The Jacksons were out there. And we sold a little bit of everything. You know, it wasn't like one brand dominated the show or whatever. We sold the new canoe. We sold several Hobies. We sold a couple of Jacksons. We sold a couple of Wildies, a couple of natives. So it's cool, man. And there's, especially in Central Florida here, there's a buzz just going on about kayaking, and it's just really, really cool to see, you know?
Right. And I mean, it's cool because there's something for everybody out there, you know? You don't have to I don't see anyone really, any one manufacturer dominating. I mean, you know, there's people who, you know, there's the Cuda Heads, there's the Pedal, you know, the Pedal Pals, and, you know, all of that
Pedal
stuff.
Pal. Come on, man. You couldn't come up with something cooler to say than Pedal Pals?
I don't know, man.
I've never heard that, Pedal Pals, before.
Yeah,
great. I'm gonna print up a shirt that says that I'm part of the Pedal Pal Brigade. Follow me to the Pedal Pals.
You guys will have to come up with something, you know, like jumpsuits or something for the next tournament down in Tsukalovsky there. So,
yeah, Pedal Pals.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Sorry.
I'll wear Lance Armstrong yellow or something.
There you go. That's right. You know, one of those little hats with the little short bill on it and everything. So it'll look awesome with your Duck Commander beard, right? So
I'll look French or something, right? Like we.
yeah. That's right. So
horrible.
Cool. Well, this is I had planned on talking about the Predator because I saw it come out. I've been watching it. I've been watching Randy Vining's post on it that it was coming, and it's pretty cool. Maybe we'll see if we can't get a rep. You know, get that guy on the show, man, on a Monday night. Let's see if they want to talk about it. Tell us what the difference is between the Predator 13 and the MX. See it.
Yeah.
See what we
can
do.
Yeah, I can get him on. Yeah, I can get him on.
So, but awesome. All right. So, wow, that's been pretty quick, and the rain is starting to come down here. We're about three quarters through the hour. I got an early wake up call in the morning, so that's been fun. So, Jim's like, sounds like a kid's cartoon show with the Pedal Pals.
Yeah,
cool. We can make a bunch of little cartoon characters. You could have. You're not going to get a real fishing show. You're going to get like little Pedal Pals. It's going to be a new cartoon for kids, and it's like little kids that go out and kayak fish and stuff. You know.
No, it won't even be kids, man. It'll be like little cartoon dogs and cats, and you know, like cute little cuddly creatures.
No, you know how they do the caricatures, right? With the little body, so it'd be a big redfish chuck head with a Duck Commander beard and the little kid body. Like a little bunch of bobbleheads running around, you know.
Yeah.
It's the new Pedal Pals cartoon.
In all fairness, I think our Pedal Pals cartoon would much more resemble South Park than it would anything else you're gonna find on Saturday morning. So
yeah. there goes Chuck the There goes Chuck the Pedal Pal with his flask of Jack.
That's right. Okay.
They killed Rob. You bastards.
They killed Rob. He was at the dock lights.
Pedal Pal.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Just keep on coming, all right? So,
awesome.
So Jim's in the chat room, Tommy Head Jigs. Appreciate it. Yeah, just starting to thunder. I know. I'm thinking I'm going to wrap it up here for the evening. It's been fun talking about a new kayak. So, Mr. Becker, what do you guys got on the agenda for the weekend?
Well, actually, the winds are supposed to pick up a little bit on Sunday. even though I did have a, I've got a hall pass for either day for Father's Day.
I swear it's not my fault. Out,
yeah, I know. Maybe getting out Saturday morning. Met a Hillsborough County firefighter last time. Robert and I were taken out down at our fishing hole here where we had you out.
Right.
And he and his buddy were out there paddling around in a canoe and had no didn't know much about where they were going or what they were doing or what was happening. I happened to give him a yakangler.com business card. The next day he was up on Yak Angler doing all kinds of research. He's gone out, got a kayak, got some gear, and wants to get out and learn about catching saltwater fish. So
awesome.
I'm going to take I'm basically taking Robert out to teach him, and I'm just going to be there for, you know, snack support, I guess.
There you go.
But, so I should have a good time with that, and Mr. Howard may join us out there. We'll see. We'll see what shakes down. Got a Rays game on. Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got tickets for a Rays game Saturday afternoon, and then we'll see what shakes out on Sunday.
Awesome. And as I said, speaking of Mr. Howard, great article there on A Day at the Beach. So if that's still hot, that's an also an interesting thing to do, is chase the Silver Kings down the beach there. If you haven't read it, yakangler.com. That was a good piece of work there. So awesome, man. Well, I hope you guys do some good work out there. And I know Robert will.
But, thanks.
The rules, knee-deep, right? Just stay in the knee-deep water right there along the flat. You're good to go, right?
That's the water we like.
Yeah. And Matt, give us an update. You know, where are we at on the Kayak Fishing Radio Fishing Report on the app? How's that going, man?
Well, actually, last night I was working on the intro for it, which I would like to get on the app as soon as possible. So when I finish that, I'll get that to you.
Okay.
Mainly, we just got to figure out how we're going to get the audio to you
how
or
gonna
I
do that?
And get it up on the app and mixed in. That's the big thing.
All right.
So that's what we got to figure out.
Maybe I need to.
We got
to,
Chuck now. He's got fishing reports on Monday on his show. And maybe we can feed those in. That'd be possible.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be perfect for Florida. I mean, but I'd like to get most of the East Coast, and we have some West Coast guys and some Texas guys, and we can get them in there.
Right, and those will be. We'll try to get those running on the app 24/7. So we'll figure out a day, folks. We do the Skype call in. You think that's going to work with the maybe get a Skype number? I got one. It's
I think that might work. Does that save as a file? That's the big thing. And can we put it through a production? Like, because I'm kind of thinking of having like a little bit of music in the background, so it's not just somebody talking, you know?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little bit
entertaining. Well, we're getting a little closer, so keep your eyes open every now and then. Hit the app and see if something's playing on it. If nothing else, we'll. We'll start running some repeats of the show on the app, so you got something to listen to when you're at work or whatever. But you can get the app for free at iTunes or for Android devices at Google Play, and get that working. We'll keep an update. Matt's working on that. He's my stream guy. So, Mr. Becker, you had an addition.
I did. I just wanted to add that probably a month or so ago now. Tommy from Tommy Head Jigs, great jig manufacturer and a good friend of Kayak Fishing Radio and yakangler.com, hangs out all the time. And we're slowly but surely, Chris, converting him to the world of paddle or pedal power. But anyway, he sent along some new prototype jigs in a pink pepper color, and I haven't been able to get them on a line yet. But I want to state to the world, and since I know almost everybody in the world with the exception of two people, who are watching the Rays game are listening to this show tonight, I want to let everybody know that I will be tying on the pink pepper Tommy Head jigs this weekend and fishing them out there for redfish and trout and maybe even a snook or two. So they'll be out there. Looking forward to it. Just wanted to give Tommy the props.
Yeah, Tommy's a good guy. So we'll be seeing him down as he'll be making an appearance at his first boondoggle in October. So. Matt, give us the info again one more time on the Howe event this weekend going up there in Jersey.
Our event's 8 o'clock a.m. at Port Monmouth Bayshore Waterfront Park. You get all the information on the Facebook page. If you don't have us liked, come and like us. Just search for Heroes on the Water, New Jersey chapter. That should be take you right there.
Right. And if you want to help out, it's really recommended you make contact with them first. Don't just show up at the event, because some of the guys that come out there, we really want to, you know, it's not something that you want people just to show up to. You want to make sure that they've got a mission for you when you get there. So I know that's the case at some of the HOW events that I've been to. You want to be making sure that we take care of the guys, the wounded warriors, the heroes there, to make sure. And if you show up without being announced, it might not get.
Yeah, big thing we just ran into also, people that were announced, we weren't sure if they were vets coming to fish or they were volunteers coming to help out. So
right.
We got to count them out. The big thing is we want to have enough volunteers and have enough vets, but not have, you know, a crazy circus going on where you don't know who's who, or that's the big thing. So, yeah, definitely get in contact first.
Some of the guys, like, you know, loud noises, fast movements, you don't want to be. So, great. All right. Cap D, man, you're going to try to get on the water this weekend?
Yeah, man, Father's Day. Got to get wet.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm gonna hold my Father's Day event until next week, and we'll probably be posting some pictures and stuff up. But it should be interesting.
Hey, I have to tell Chuck, keep posting those pictures because on Facebook, because I'm living vicariously way up here in the Great White North through your Facebook pictures.
No worries. Hey, no worries, man. I hope to add a whole pile of them this weekend.
Cool. Go for it.
Awesome. All right, and Chuck?
Yo.
Chuck kicks it off on Monday nights at the Monday night kickoff with Redfish Chuck. And what's your game plan for the weekend, bud?
Tomorrow night, there's going to be a little group of us that are going to hit Port Canaveral. We're going to look for some snook and possibly some mangrove snappers.
Okay.
Actually, my game plan truly is to catch mangrove snappers and then maybe look for snook. So one or the other, whatever. But then...
tacos
Saturday
on
morning.
Saturday night, right?
Yes. Saturday morning, I'm taking my wife and Trey to an island in the Indian River just to kind of hang out with a bunch of the Space Coast Kayak Angler guys and just kind of hang out, have a good time, introduce my neighbors to kayaking and kayak fishing and stuff. So that'll be awesome.
Bringing that Orca cooler with you.
Yeah, you know it's coming on the PA-14. It'll look ridiculous, but it'll be there. Actually, soon I should have a brand-new 26-quart Orca cooler that will fit much more conveniently on the PA-14 than the 75-quart Orca cooler that currently resides in the back of the boat. But, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to bring the big Hobie flag out there, so it'll be flying off the island and hopefully can attract some attention and get some people on a couple of kayaks to try out. Kind of do a non-official demo day on the island as we did last time, so we'll see. But cool. Father's Day, looking to maybe take Trey fishing first thing in the morning and maybe get him on another redfish or two. So that's that.
Awesome. All right. Well, folks, that's about it. And we appreciate it. And Tommy's got something worked out with Matt for a CUDA and a manta ray on the front porch. So Tommy is joining the addiction. Awesome. We thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, coming up October, we're inside of 120 days now. 11 to 14 October, boondoggle at Big Lagoon State Park. And between Perdido and Pensacola, Florida. You don't want to miss it. I think the tally so far is 173 registered campers and boondogglers. So if you need some more information, Facebook page, Kayak Fishing Boondoggle, or we're on Google Plus also, Boondoggle. We're also at yakangler.com/boondoggle. I think it still directs to, if you go kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. So all roads point to Boondoggle, and we're going to be there. And so we should have a great time. And let's see, what else? Yakangler.com, make sure you check them out. And that's about it. Last, any comments? Anything? Anyone? All right, thanks, guys.
Oh, have
Becker.
A happy Father's Day.
Yeah, same to all you guys, too.
Yeah,
right?
Same to everybody.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Good night, and we'll see you next week. Chuck's going to kick it off on Monday.
Yeah, man. We'll I'm actually hoping to have – I'm supposed to have a guest on Monday. I've almost forgot to tell you. I don't know if it's still going to go down or not, but one of the guys from yakgear.com is supposed to be on the show. So,
Paul, maybe?
Paul or I think
Bill.
Mark, somebody.
Bill.
I don't know.
One of those
Someone.
Guys. All right.
Whoever.
So same bad time, same bad channel, Monday. Kayak Fishing Radio, Redfish Chuck, Monday night kickoff. Be there. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
She was 21, looking fine. She had a run into this heart of mine. She told me her name, knock on her mind. She said, what's up? You think it's about time? So we're just in our boat, paddled away. I thought this would be another leisure day. Thought it was time for me to take a dip. So she checked me with a paddle and I went flip. Paddle hard and paddle fast. Problematic paddler, paddle pass. Hard while she rocks my boat. I'm just trying to stay afloat. She rocks my world. Forever she will be my kayak girl. It was a different day, different boat, a different style. She's the same kayak girl with the same pretty smile. A couple hours later, say goodbye. She calls me on the phone and says, hey, kayak guy. My knees started shaking, the water starts to swirl. I think I fell in love with my kayak girl. Paddle hard, I paddle fast. Problematic paddler, paddle fast. Pardon while she rocks my boat. I'm just trying to stay afloat.